Bibles this evening to Psalm 91.
让我们打开诗篇第九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
打开诗篇第九十一篇。
I'm going to read the first verse.
我们读第一节。
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐密处的必住在全能者的荫下。
Now from another translation, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
他住在至高者隐密处的必住在全能者的荫下。
Once again, it's important that we turn our heavenly cell phones on when it comes to looking at the Word of God.
再一次，这个很重要，就是我们将我们跟神来到讲，听神的说话的，好像一个手提电话来到打开，好像我们听到神的话。
At the time of the Tower of Babel,
当在这个巴别塔的时候，
God said, there's nothing that man cannot do.
神说，看到人说，他们什么事情他都可以做了。
And that's true to a certain extent.
这个都是在真实的。
But when it comes to spiritual things,
但是当来到属灵的事情的时候，
there is a great limitation for us.
但是 对人来讲，这个是一个很大的一个限制。
But God has made provision for that limitation.
但神在那里来到为因着这个限制来到给我们有一个预备。
He has given us His Spirit.
他给我们他的圣灵。
His mind.
给我们他的心思。
His motion and His will.
给我们他的感情和他的旨意。
In order that we might understand spiritual heavenly things.
好叫我们能够明白属灵和属天的事情。
And this is the most wonderful thing in the world.
这个是这个全世界最奇妙的一件事情。
All the Cambridge learning, all the Harvard and Yale learning.
所有在剑桥或者在美国的这些出名的大学，耶鲁大学或者哈佛大学。
In fact, all university learning all put together.
或者全世界的大学一起，他们所有的知识和学识摆在一起。
All the information in all the libraries of the world.
所有全世界的这个的图书馆同埋一切嘅资料摆埋一齐嘅时候
，amount to nothing compared to having heavenly insight。
就系同属天嗰个嘅认识喺比较起嚟嘅时候，就冇得比较。
We have young children in our midst。
我哋喺当中，我哋有好年轻、好幼小嘅孩童。
Whose minds God has opened up？
神系将佢哋嘅脑头脑嘅思想是打开的
to spiritual things,
是来到明白属灵的事情
far surpassing the greatest Cambridge University professor,
超过一切是或者是剑桥大学的教授
University degrees do not help us to understand.
一个好的学位大学的学位都不能够帮助我们去明白
And that's why we take a couple moments to engage the Lord before opening His Word.
所以当我们用一两刻的时候
And this applies to our time even at home when we enter our closet.
当我们在入到我们内室的时候在家
It's very easy to rush in and say, Lord, I need this, 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 and this. Do it.
很容易我们很急出就说主啊我要这些要这些你为我做吧。
And we don't even open up and engage.
我们没有将我们自己首先来到打开来到预备同神来到交通。
So let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we again thank you for this wonderful meal.
主要我们感谢你给我们有一个这么一个美善。
You wonderfully supply our need.
你很奇妙的为着我们肉身的需要来到预备。
And you also want to give us yourself.
同埋你也要想来将你自己给过我们。
May we by faith now take hold of you.
让我们靠着信来到找着你自己。
Strengthen the eyes of our heart and the ears of our heart. That together we might see and hear Jesus. We pray in Christ's name.
Amen.
Well, starting with 3-4 hours yesterday. And then an hour this afternoon. We've been looking at the full gospel. And we have been looking at the fact that the gospel is not just getting saved. It's much more than having our sins forgiven. It's much more than being clean and guilt free. And it's more than having a ticket to heaven. We're thankful for those things that the Lord has taken out of us, away from us. But He's also given us something. He's given us His very life. Many Christians live in the reality of being forgiven and that only. And I do not want to minimize that. That is a wonderful thing to be guilt free. And to know that when we go home or pass away, we go to be in the presence of the Lord.
And
if you're here tonight and do not have an assurance as far as what if you were killed tonight on the freeway, tonight is the opportunity. The Lord says, the Father says, all we have to do is believe on His Son. We don't have to understand everything. Just simply believe on the fact that Jesus has bridged the gap between this earth and heaven. And we can come into that God's life. That's the first step of the gospel. But as we saw this afternoon, God wants to bring us into a rest. Jesus and the Apostle Paul, for example, lived in an environment of total upheaval. Social, political upheaval. But we see how both entered in and experienced this rest. Encouraging us that we can enter into the full gospel of rest.
And
so we want to just sum up in these next few minutes, how do we really come into the full gospel?
So, in these few minutes, we are going to do a summary. We are going to come to the gospel of rest.
How do we lay hold of our full inheritance that has been provided for us?
We are going to come to the gospel of rest. How do we lay hold of our full inheritance?
How do we write a check on the bank of heaven? It is a shame to have such an inheritance and be ignorant of it. As one of the sisters prayed before we ate this evening, we often live in spiritual poverty.
我哋头先喺食饭嘅时候之前，有个姊妹喺祷告里讲，我哋时常嘅活喺一个属灵嘅贫乏嘅里边。
The enemy has a way of veiling our faces, covering our hearts.
仇敌有一个办法系将我哋嘅面嚟到有一个嘅罩子嚟去遮盖，或者遮盖我哋心遮盖我哋嘅心。
And we do not see clearly.
我哋就唔能够好清楚嘅睇见。
We need the light of Christ.
我哋需要基督嘅光。
So that we can know what our inheritance is.
以致我哋能够知道我哋嘅遗产系乜嘢。
And lay hold of it.
我哋能够找着佢。
Apply it as I was speaking with the youth yesterday, experientially, practically.
我哋好似琴日我同啲年轻人讲到。就是要应用是以致我们在实际的里面来到经历。
God never intended that at 8 o'clock tonight, our spiritual life end.
神会从来都不是说八点今晚八点钟我们的属灵的生命就完结的。
And then next weekend, we pick it up again.
完结之后要等到下个周末我们就再一次恢复过来。
Every promise in this book, the joy, the peace, the long suffering, all of that,is expected to be carried into this week.
这个圣经里面所讲的喜乐平安一切是叫我们一路从今天这个周末开始带进去这个星期的里面。
So how do we come into that fullness?
我们怎么来到进到这个丰富呢?
How do we really know our own hearts?
我们怎么从我们心里面去认识呢?
How do we really know Jesus?
我们怎么来到真的认识耶稣呢?
Paul says that I might know him.
保罗讲到我要去认识耶稣。
How does that happen?
怎么发生呢?
Do we all need to quit our work and go to seminary?
我们是不是个个都需要停止我们工作去神学院呢?
How are we going to be conformed to the image of Christ?
我们怎么来到去模型被模型神儿子的模样呢?
How are we going to have a family that is at peace? Husband with wife, wife with husband.
我们怎么可以甚至在家庭的里面夫妻两个是相和
Truly, a family where children honor their parents, not just so that they can have the car.
没错在家庭的里面做儿女的不是只是要孝敬他父母以致能够得着一架车
But honor the parents from their heart because they have an appreciation.
因为是从心里面来到去孝敬他们因为他们是对父母是有恩赏。
As we said this afternoon, how are we going to deal with globalization?
好像我们今天晏昼就讲到怎样来到去这个世界这么大的影响我们怎么去处理呢
?European Union.
或者欧盟这个过程发生的怎样呢
?Natural disasters.
或者是属天然的灾害。灾祸。
Terrorists that fill the world.
或者这些恐怖的分子的活动是充满着这个世界。
The whole Muslim religion that is overtaking the world.
这个好像这个回教这个宗教是一路的占据了这个世界。
And Matthew 24 says, be ready for Christ's return. How are we to be ready?
马太福音24章那里说我们要对主的再回来我们预备得好我们怎么去预备呢
We're to have our lamps full of oil.
我们要我们的灯是满有油。
How does this happen?
怎么来到发生呢
We have all of these things that we're admonished to do in the Word.
我们在这个世界里面我们有很多要做的拥有的东西。
We've heard many messages, do this, do that.
或者我们听过很多的信息我们应该做这些做那些。
We're to be a testimony.
我们要成为一个的见证。
We're to love one another.
我们要彼此的相爱。
We're to have a love with God that is our chief aim in life.
我们要有一个爱爱我们的神这个是我们人生的主要的目的。
How is it going to happen?
怎么发生呢这些事情
Well, through the Bible,The Lord has laced very strategically the way.
我们的主在神的话里面他是将这些要怎么发生的好像一个针连线这样连起上来叫我们认识怎么发生。
There we read in Psalm 91, it's called The Secret Place of the Most High.
在诗篇的91篇我们读到这里有讲到是至高者隐密处
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
亦都系喺全能者嘅荫下。
We can't go wrong if we're under the shadow of the Almighty.
让我哋喺全能者嘅荫下嘅时候，我哋就唔会有犯错啦。
But the verse says that we must dwell there.
但系呢句话系话俾我听，我哋要住喺嗰度。
It doesn't say visit.
唔系讲到我哋去探一探佢。
Not a special conference.
唔系只有嗰啲特别嘅聚会。
It's not talking about Sunday only.
唔系只讲到净系礼拜日。
It's a staying. It's a dwelling.
呢度讲到系住喺嗰度，系因为嗰度系我哋嘅居住嘅地方。
And then, of course, the Almighty is present.
喺嗰度就全能者嘅同在。
The Apostle John called it abiding in Christ.
使徒保罗使徒约翰系讲到呢个系住喺基督嘅里边。
This theme begins in Genesis.
呢个嘅咁嘅呢个中心系开始喺创世纪。
We get a little picture of it in Genesis 3.
我哋喺创世纪第三章嗰度系得着一幅咁嘅图画。
Verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
喺创世纪第三章嘅第八节。
How were Adam and Eve to grow up?
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。
How
那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树林中，躲避耶和华神的面。咁究竟亚当夏娃点样去长大呢
？How were Adam and Eve to come into being the friend of God？
亚当夏娃点样嚟到再次成为进到神嘅朋友呢
？There was a growing up that was necessary。
嗰度又需要佢哋要长大。
They had to experience God's life。
佢哋要嚟到经历神嘅生命。
And God would visit them。
神嚟到去探望佢哋。
In the cool of the day。
喺呢个园中嘅凉嘅时候。
This was their quiet time。
呢个系佢哋嘅安静嘅时候。
This was their devotion time。
系佢哋嘅嚟到亲近神嘅时候。
We call it many things in the Bible。
我哋系将好多嘅名称嚟到称呼啦。
You cannot know someone without spending time with them.
你唔能够认识一个人，如果你冇时间同佢一齐。
You cannot know what they want. You cannot know their purpose. You can't know anything.
你唔认识佢哋，又认识佢，你唔认识佢，又唔认识佢要乜嘢，同埋佢嘅目的系乜嘢，你唔认识乜嘢啦。
We become what we look at.
我哋就成为咗人所见到我哋咁嘅样。
And God's whole plan for creation and creating man was to spend time with man.
神要创造人个目的系要同人一齐。
And Adam and Eve, the man and the woman, would learn to understand God's way.
亚当夏娃神所创造嘅男同女，佢哋要明白神嘅方法嘅道路。
Who he was.
神系边个
？And when we get to the fourth or the fifth chapter, we
嚟到创世纪第四第五章嘅时候
，In the 21st verse, we see that Enoch lived 65 years, became the father of Methuselah. 22nd verse, then Enoch walked with God 300 years.
我嚟到第五章创世纪第五章21节嘅时候，同埋22、23节嘅时候，以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生而养女，以诺共活了365岁。
If we compare this with Hebrews 11, verse 8, we see that Enoch pleased God.
如果我哋从呢度同希伯来书第十一章比较起嚟嘅时候，嗰度就讲到以诺系讨神嘅欢喜。
How did he come to this place of walking with God, pleasing God?
佢点能够嚟到嗰个地步？佢同神同行，亦都系讨神得着神嘅喜悦嘅名藉。
To walk with something, you have to be on the same page.
如果你要嚟到同行嘅时候，你一定要嚟到同一个步伐。
He obviously knew something of the secret place.
佢一定要知道嗰个秘密嘅地方喺边度。
I believe after Enoch's 65th birthday.
我相信喺以诺第65岁之后。
And for the next 300 years.
同埋喺佢以后嗰一生300年嘅时候
，Enoch became very, very familiar with God.
以诺就同神系非常之嘅认识佢。
This was This is the secret place.
In
the next chapter, we have the same phrase. And Noah walked with God. And it says, and Noah did everything that God told him to do. God just didn't say, make a boat. God says, make a boat and I will show you every detail on how to do it.
神说你要做一只船，神说你做一船，但我要告诉你这船一切要怎样做。
This is a picture of security. This is a picture of the church.
这里讲到这个一个很安稳的一个图画，这个讲到教会。
Who do you think did the talking in this conversation?
你知不知道谁来讲说话呢?
One of the characteristics that we will see of the secret place is that God does the talking.
在这个隐密处的时候，我们发觉那里是原来神来讲说话。
That's a little different than a lot of times our quiet time.
很多时候跟我们自己所谓的安静的灵修的时候很不同。
We boldly walk in and say, Lord, I've got a list and you've got to perform these things today. I'm busy.
我们走进去的时候，我就说神啊，我今天很忙了，你跟我讲这些东西。
So our quiet time consists of, well, I read my chapter, don't have a clue what it said.
所以我们的灵修就是我们读了一篇，但我们一点都不知道讲什么。
And then rattling off a list of things, Lord, I want you to do this, do this, do this, do this.
然后写着一列的东西，就是神啊，你要做这些，做这些，做这些给我。
And I'll check in tonight before I go to bed to see how well you did.
就今晚的时候，我临睡之前，我看这一列的东西，我写下你有没有答应我，做了什么。
That is a quiet time maybe for a baby.
这个是 baby的灵修的这样的做法,
but God wants us to grow up. He wants intimacy. This is a hard lesson for Job and his friends. They start talking in chapter
3
of the book of Job. And they talk to the 10th chapter.
一直到第十章的时候,
and they're still talking to the 20th chapter.
他三个朋友都一直讲到20章,
and they're still talking in the 30th chapter.
一直讲到30章.
And brothers and sisters, God is a gentleman.
你知不知道神好像一个很绅士太平，不是太平，是绅士的。
And when, I'm sorry brother, I can't help you.
It's alright, 绅士，不是太平。
And when we're talking, God doesn't talk.
当我们说笑话的时候，神就不说话了。
That was the difference with Noah. Noah was listening.
这个跟挪亚的完全是不同的，相反，因为挪亚是听。
When we get to Genesis 12 and 13,
当我们来到创世纪第12、13章的时候,
we see this secret place in the form of Abram's altars.
我们就看到是这个隐密处,
and the number of times we see Abram building an altar. And God speaks to him there. And what does he do? He worships there. He gives thanks there. That's the secret place. This is where we listen. We learn from Him. This is where we prostrate ourselves before the Lord. And we say, Lord, I know nothing. Tomorrow will be the 10th day of August, of September. God has already gone on before us. We do not know even what the weather is going to be. The weatherman sure doesn't know. None of us can guarantee our health tomorrow. But God, not God knows. Should we go in and dictate to Him tomorrow morning when we get up, or should we listen?
我们今天是不是去到他那里的时候，是不是去听呢？
Shall we open the word and read a few verses and say, Lord, What is it you want to say?
我哋系咪打开神嘅话，就对神讲，神啊，你喺度同我讲咩说话？
Should we have just a quick snack or no snack, or should we take a few minutes and have a meal?
我哋喺嗰度系咪食一啲好快嘅粮食，因为一啲嘢都唔食，因为我哋喺嗰度有食一次丰富嘅食物。
What happens when you fly out of the house in the morning without even taking a piece of toast?
当你好早嘅时候离开嘅时候，你甚至早餐都冇食，一个多士都冇食。
Well, it's great until about 10 o'clock.
但到到十点钟，直至十点钟嘅时候，你都觉得冇嘢。
Then all of a sudden you get a little shaky.
但系冇几耐，你就十点后你就觉得你震喺度。
Your stomach might even affect your mind, a little short tempered.
或者甚至影响你嘅心、你嘅头脑，因为叫你嚟到好容易发嬲啦。
Physical food is not near as important as spiritual.
食肉身嘅食物，比起属灵嘅食物，一啲都唔系咁紧要。
So what is the secret of all these things we named at the outset?
究竟呢啲嘅我哋所提到嘅呢啲嘅秘密系乜嘢咧？
A secret place.
嗰度就系讲呢个隐密处。
Took Moses 80 years to learn this.
摩西80年嘅时间嚟到学习呢个认识呢个。
We touched on it this afternoon.
今晚就我哋嚟到谈到。
There in Exodus 3.
喺出埃及记第三章。
Moses, this is holy ground.
佢摩西，呢个系圣地。
God, who's doing the talking here?
边个喺度嚟到讲说话咧？
Who says take off your shoes?
边个讲到你要除你嘅鞋咧？
Don't bring in all this trash.
你唔好带埋你啲嘅垃圾嚟呢度。
Don't bring in all your worldly problems.
你唔好带埋你属地嗰啲一切嘅难处嚟呢度。
First, set up my feet.
你首先你将你嘅脚嘅鞋脱下来。
First, enthrone me.
你首先系要将我嚟到摆喺你嘅宝座上。
Enthroning the Lord is the most first and most important thing.
你将主嚟到摆上宝座系最紧要嘅事情。
You are Lord of this day.
你系我今日嘅主。
You know the beginning from the end.
你今日从开始知道至到末了。
You are the Almighty One.
你系嗰位全能者。
You're omnipotent.
你系无所不在。
You're omniscient. You know everything.
你系全知嘅神。
You're all wise.
你系全知嘅神。
And you're present.
你系喺今日同我一齐。
Parents, as your children go their various ways, school and stuff.
你孩童佢哋孩子会翻学去咗第处啦。
What a wonderful thing to know God is all present.
我哋何等嘅认能够认识神系存在嘅神系何等嘅宝贵。
And as you enthrone him, you say, Lord, you're over not only that university, but you're right there beside my child.
我哋能够同神话你系被。 你可以同我的孩子一同，你可以同我一同。
When that is a reality, it alleviates fear.
当这个是成为一个实际的时候，就叫我们里面没有存在这个恐惧。
Now, as it says in James, we can't pray a prayer like that, say, well, I hope you can handle it, God.
我们就不会跟神这样祷告，神啊，或者你可以做得到了。
But it means, Lord, you care for my child more than I even do.
但是讲到神啊，你关心我嘅孩子，你看顾佢多过我哋能够看顾佢。
And it's not only physical protection, but even spiritual protection.
唔单止系属肉身嘅保守，乃系属灵嘅保守。
Do your protecting work.
你求神嚟到保守佢哋。
Because you sit on the throne.
因为你坐喺宝座上。
And then we come right back to worship. I worship you.
嚟到嗰度，我哋嚟到敬拜佢。
See how practical worship is.
我哋睇到敬拜系咩咧？
Worship is not four songs and four prayers before a meeting.
敬拜唔系喺聚会之前唱四首歌，唱四次祈祷。
It can include that.
可以包括呢啲嘅嘢。
Worship is submitting to the Most High.
敬拜啦，系将我将呢个。 将我哋自己系完全嘅去降服喺呢个最高至高者。
And when you try to boot up your computer and it doesn't come up, and you say, "I submit to you, Lord. I need your help."
当你打开你嘅电脑嘅时候唔开嘅时候，你都可以同神话：我要降服喺你嗰度。
That's worship.
呢个系一个敬拜。
Have you ever thought of turning off your computer and turning back on? Ever thinking of it being worship?
你有冇觉得甚至好普通？ 这个打开你的电脑，关你的电脑，那里你都可以敬拜神。
You sisters, fix many dishes tonight.
啊, 你姊妹你煮了很多的餸今晚,
even deciding on a dish.
甚至你怎么决定你煮什么?
Can be worship.
都可以成为你的敬拜。
Do you fix something because so-and-so is going to be there and I want to impress so-and-so?
啊, 是不是你说, 啊, 今晚我要煮什么? 因为有某一个人在,我要煮特别的东西给他,能够去给他好的印象。
Last week I got 3 compliments, I'm going to fix it again and I'm going to make it bigger.
啊, 上次呢, 有3个人, 有很多人赞我, 今次我更做好一些。
Or on the other side, I went to my dish, no one ate it, so I'm not going to fix any more dishes.
啊, 就或者, 我煮的有没有人吃啊, 我就不煮了。
Worship.
我来敬拜。
When it's the Lord, when the Lord gives you the thought, then it's the Lord's problem. They eat it or they don't eat it. That's His problem.
你煮的东西,如果人家不吃或者吃,不是你的问题,是神的问题。
Very, very practical.
是很实际的。
David's whole life, King David,
大卫王的一生,
was in the secret place.
他就是住在这个隐密处那里。
You don't write the 23rd Psalms as a team, not knowing something of that secret place.
你不会能够写到诗篇23篇,当你他从一个很年少的时候写出来,而是不认识这个隐密处。
He uses many figures of speech.
在那里用了很多一些预表性的一些言语。
That hiding place, that refuge, that high tower.
那里又讲到那个隐密处,那个高台。
Green pastures, still water.
他讲到清楚的陆地,和讲到安歇的水边。
David's whole life was lived in that secret place.
大卫的一生都是住在这个隐密处那里。
When we speak of the secret place, it has a couple connotations.
当我们讲到这个隐密处的时候,那里有两个的意思。
We have a perpetual chronic indication.
在那里有一个很... 慢慢的,时常的,是指定的,我们在那里。
In other words, always in the presence of the Lord, abiding in Him.
换句话说,时常都在祂的同在那里,是住在祂那里。
And then we have a specific time.
但是那里也有一个指定的时间。
Jesus refers to it, enter in your closet.
主耶稣讲到一个特别的时间,就是我们回到我们内室。
We see in Luke 10, Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus.
我们在路加福音第十章,我们读到玛利亚坐在主的脚前。One
of the greatest stories in the whole Bible.
这个是全本圣经里面最大的故事。
Seems very insignificant.
虽然好像讲到,好像被人看到是微不足道的东西。
Mary saw something in her brief time encounters with the Lord the disciples didn't see.
玛利亚在那里看到这些东西,很短的时间,和主相处,而是门徒是看不到的。
Because of that continuous secret place, she was all ready to prepare the Lord for burial.
但是因为他就时常地住在这个隐密处里面,他对主的埋葬,预先就预备了。
At the same time, the disciples are arguing where they're going to sit.
在那时候门徒是做什么?在大家争论,他们要坐在哪个位置?
And her sister Martha is trying to square the Lord away, straighten him out.
马大在那里又很忙乱,又要跟主讲一些说话,好像要教正主那样。
Two sisters desiring to serve the Lord.
两个姊妹,大家都是要去有心服侍主。
One Jesus uses as a negative example.
有一个的姊妹,主要用她好像成为一个尴尬,是反面的一个榜样。
And the Lord uses the other one, Mary, as a positive example. She has chosen the best.
用玛利亚就讲到她是一个很正面的一个例子,因为她是拣选了最上好的福分。
In Matthew 14,
在马太福音第14章,
verse 23. And after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was alone.
第14章的23节,散了众人以后,他就独自上山去祷告,到了晚上,只有他一人在那里。
We see this repeated a number of times in Jesus' life.
我们看到这个, 系喺好多字里边喺度提到。
Jesus had no sin in him.
主喺佢里边冇罪噶。
Jesus, you would think, would not have to have this time with the Father.
你就话啊，主使乜需要有咁嘅时间系同父一齐咧
？Jesus recognized the absolute necessity.
主耶稣系发现到呢个系绝对嘅需要。
He recognized that he was in the devil's world.
佢知道佢喺魔鬼嘅世界嘅里边。
He knew how serious it was that his contact with the Father be just like this.
佢知道系同父嗰个嘅接触系何等嘅紧要。
He knew that without the Father's input,
佢知道若唔系得着父喺里边嗰个嘅能力，嗰个嘅俾过佢嘅嘢
，that he would fail in a minute.
佢会亦都好似人一样嘅失败。
For it was Jesus who said in Matthew 4,
因为耶稣喺马太福音第四章嗰度咁样讲
，when being tempted by the enemy.
当这个的受敌来做试探他的
Man cannot live by bread alone.
马太福音第四章他说人不是能够不是单靠活着不是单靠食物。
And that comes out of Exodus 16.
这个从出埃及记第十六章来到讲。
That great passage on manna.
这个那里讲到一章是关于这个玛拿。
One of the best examples of the secret place.
这个其实是一个最好的例子是讲到这个隐密处第十六章出埃及记。
Manna was something that the children of Israel had to take every morning.
是这个玛拿是以色列人是每朝早他们要吃的。
It was something that they had to gather before the day even began.
在 日出之前他们就要去采了去收取了。
Verse 21 of 16, before the sun even got hot.
有一节嘅时候，讲到日头未发热嘅时候，佢哋又去取啦。
They were together for the day。
佢哋只系要收取嘅，为着足够嗰一日。
Verse 4。
第四节。
Day's portion。
每一日嘅需要嗰份。
What we have eaten today is not going to take care of you, brothers and sisters, tomorrow.
我哋今日所食嘅，明天我哋又要照所食啊！今日嘅食嘢唔可以为咗明天。
Tomorrow morning we must begin again。
听日朝头早我哋又要再开始啦。
We had a good meal tonight。
我哋今晚食嘅一啲好好嘅食物。
But I don't think anyone's going to go without meals tomorrow。
但我相信听日每一个人系唔再要食嘢啦。
Why did God create us that way？
点解神要创造我哋系咁样咧
？To show us we had to have time in the secret place。
要我哋认识到，我哋系要喺嗰个隐密处嘅里边。
And as they're gathering manna in the seventh verse in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord.
佢系第七节，佢话早晨你们要看见耶和华嘅荣耀。啊，佢哋采嘅时候要看见耶和华嘅荣耀。
Not seeing ourselves.
唔系睇见我哋自己。
But seeing the glory of the Lord.
嚟睇见耶和华嘅荣耀。第七节。
It's only found in that secret place.
这个荣耀乃在这个隐密处里面可以见到。
And verse 12, and you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God.
第十二节，他说你必得食物得，你必有食物得饱，你们就知道我是耶和华你们的神。
If you have your manna in the morning, you know what this means for you?
究竟如果你朝早有得玛拿嘅时候，究竟对你系咩意思咧
？That you will know that the Lord He is God for tomorrow。
你知道呢个神系你明天嘅神。
And that you can trust Him。
你可以信靠佢。
You can trust Him with the fickleness of the business world。
你可以嚟到信靠佢，甚至喺个商业里边好唔稳定嘅事。
You can trust Him with the unfairness that's out there。
你可以嚟到相信佢喺好多不公平嘅境遇境况嘅里边。
But it only happens if you go get the manna.
这个只可能可以发生就是你要去取你的玛拿。
Our brother cannot get manna for the rest of you.
这个弟兄不能够取玛拿是为着大家可以供应大家。
Each person had to go out, each family.
每一个家每一个人都要自己去采。
And find themselves.
就得着这些玛拿。
Find for themselves.The Lord for the day.
是得着主为着你那天。
So we see throughout the word.
所以我睇到神嘅话嘅里边。
This important principle.
呢个好重要嘅原则。
All these difficulties that we are faced with.
冇，我哋所有遇见嘅难处。
And I only named 10 or 15.
或者我能够讲十五样。
I didn't mention, I don't think, severe illnesses.
或者我哋好得着一啲嘅病，好重嘅病。
They're all answered in this secret place.
啊，就系个答案都喺呢个隐密处嘅里边。
Our growth,
我哋嘅生长
，our even knowing our vocation, young people, to know your vocation.
你甚至知道年轻嘅人知道神要你做乜嘢。
To apply the right way and for the right job, all is dependent upon this secret place.
或者甚至你嘅工作等等。都是很在乎这个隐密处的相加。
God who knows all the jobs and vocations, professions in the world.
神知道在世界里面所有的工作所有的职业。
He has a specific place that he wants to put you.
他但是他给你有一个很指定的位置是摆你在那里。
But we often have our own agenda.
但是我们时常有我们自己的一个的写低嘅行程啦，好似咁。
So when we walk in that closet of Matthew 6 and close the door，
喺马太福音第六章讲到我哋入到去内室关上门嘅时候
，Lord， I don't want to live in rainy England。
主啊，我唔想要喺英国呢个成日落雨嘅地方住。
And I want to be close to this particular person。
我想系要住得近呢个另一个人。
And we give our list。
咁我哋就俾一項嘅事情俾。
Who is the brains of this great scheme that I am presenting before God？
究竟邊個係我咁樣將呢啲項目俾個神？但係邊個係呢啲項目裏邊嗰個嘅頭腦咧、主腦咧
？It is my peanut brain。
係咪我自己好似一個豆咁細粒嘅腦咧
？Opposed to an all-knowing, all-loving God。
係咪我哋？唔認識到呢個神係最偉大同埋最愛我哋呢個神。
And so we sell ourselves short. We sell ourselves short.
所以我哋就將我哋自己咁樣好似要得嘅嘢係減少咗好多。
God's a gentleman.
神亦都係一個紳士。
All through the Bible, if Jacob wants to steal the birthright, God lets him.
好似雅各佢要偷咗得着呢个长子嘅名分贪呢个时候好似神又俾佢攞啦。
130, and I'm quoting Jacob, evil years it took him.
呢个雅各佢就讲到佢130年嘅日子係何等嘅苦又少。
To lay it all down.
他要放低曬呢啲嘅年日。
Jacob says in Genesis 47, it's painful.
他喺嗰度意思就講到呢啲嘅年日係好痛苦嘅年日。
He summed up that 130 years, it wasn't fun.
他咁樣將呢130年嘅時候佢嘅人生講到呢啲唔係一個快樂嘅日子。
Every time I turned around, God's rod had to come down on my back.
當我每一次離開神。转面离开神的时候，神的怒气就临到我身上。
Brothers and sisters, we don't have to live that way.
弟兄姊妹，我哋唔需要咁样活噶，系咪咧
？God has provided such an easier way.
神系叫我哋可以有另一条容易走嘅路。
If we'll listen.
如果我哋要听
，listen to our delegated authority, listen to God.
让我哋听到信服权柄，我哋听神。
And we learn how to listen.In that secret place.
我哋要喺呢个嘅隐密处里边学习去听。
And we come to that beautiful picture in Hebrews 11.
我嚟到希伯来书嗰度好美丽嘅图画第十一章。
Jacob worshiping God, leaning on his staff.
佢讲到雅各，佢就靠着佢嘅杖头嚟到敬拜神。
Took a long time.
喺嗰度佢经过咗好长嘅时间。
He had a number.Of times in the secret place of the Most High.
佢喺嗰度经过好长嘅时间，系喺呢个至高者嘅隐密处里边。
And he learned something there at Bethel.
佢喺嗰度嚟到学一啲，学到关于
Bethel
呢个伯特利。
And something at Peniel. But finally, when he wrestled with God, his leg was broken. All of those ideas, all of those lists of his, he laid him down. And now you have a very interesting situation. You have a shepherd, an alien to the Egyptians, and Egyptians hated shepherds. And this shepherd blesses Pharaoh.
但这个牧羊的人，他就反而是去祝福法老。
Jacob, for 130 years, he couldn't even satisfy his wives.
在这个亚各在130年里面，他对于他的妻子都不能够满足他。
And now he's blessing a foreign king.
而在那里他是来到为一个外邦的一个王来到去祝福。
Jacob, for the next 17 years, would live in the secret place.
是亚各在之后的17年，是就活在那个的隐密处的里面。
And he died very clear in his thinking when he says, take my bones into the secret place.
当他死的时候，他心思很清楚，他将我的骨骸骨都拎走，带离埃，离开埃及。
Some of you young people,
你这班年轻的人,
that are listening,
你今晚听了,
and not all are listening, some have talked more than I have tonight.
或者不是个个都听, 有些人在聊天,
and you're going to learn, if you don't quit, you're going to learn the way Jacob learned.
你会学习, 如果你不去放弃你自己那种的行为, 你要好像雅各那样学得那么辛苦了。
But you have an opportunity.
但你今晚有一个的机会,
to learn the way Jacob's son Joseph learned.
你可以学习雅各的儿子约瑟那个学习。
Joseph learned young.
但是约瑟很年幼的时候学习。
He wasn't daydreaming when he had those dreams.
他不是在一个发日的日头的梦，当他得着这些梦的时候。
As a young man, he learned the secret of the secret place.
但是好像一个年轻人，他们都学习到在隐密处的学习。
It was God who unfolded Joseph's life as a young boy.
是神在这个约瑟最年轻的时候，神就向他打开。
This wasn't a pizza dream.
这个不是一个梦。
This was God speaking to a young man.
那是神跟一个很年幼的人，年幼的人说话。
We have a choice.
他们有一个的拣选。
Are we going to yield?
我们是不是在这里来到去信服呢?
And say, Lord, I want to have that precious time.
是不是说到主啊，我想有这个很宝贵的时间。
I really don't have a clue. I'm not disciplined, and I really don't have a clue how to go about it.
我又不是很守规律的人，我都不知道应该是怎样来做。
You're already a long ways into the secret place just by making those two statements.
当你这样来到讲的时候，就讲这两句说话的时候，虽然你离开这个隐密处还是很远的时候。
God doesn't want all-knowing people.
神不是喜欢一些人，喜欢一些人，他说什么都懂的了。
Jesus could do nothing with the all-knowing people of his time, the scribes and the Pharisees.
主耶稣基督在当时的日子，当这些在这个文士和法利赛人，他们什么都懂的，但主耶稣不能够做什么。
He wants us to come as little children and say, Abba, Father, Daddy.
他要一些好像小孩子孩子一样，他能够来到父亲那里讲，父亲。
I want to learn the secret place.
我想学习这个隐密处。
I want to come into Psalm 62, 1 and 5, where my soul sits silently, quietly before God and before God alone.
我要学习在诗篇的62篇那里讲到，我的灵，我的魂要在神的面前来到安静，坐在他的面前。
Try it tomorrow morning for 5 minutes.
你明天早上你试一下5分钟。
To not bring up your list, to sit quietly and let the Lord speak to you.
你唔系就喺嗰度即刻从神俾一个项目俾佢，而系你安静默默喺神面前无声嚟到让佢同你说话。
It's not easy.
唔系容易嘅事情。
But coming into the reality of that precious Psalm 62:1-5.
嚟到呢62篇嗰个实际第一节同埋第五节。
Will change your life.
你就会呢、这个会改变咗你。
That's how we come into rest.
这个我们怎么能够来到这个安息呢？
And that's how we meet all the things in this life.
就是怎么来到在这个我们一生的里面这个事情呢？
Some of you young girls, some of you young men,
我们中间有年轻的女孩和男孩
can have the privilege of having a wonderful mate.
你能够可以有一个好这个特别的权利来得着一个陪伴。
A mate that compliments you.
是一个陪伴，他可以是从你来到陪伴着你。
Without spending time in the secret place of the Most High, it's the most chancy, dicey thing in the world.
如果你不能够没在这个隐密处来到学习的时候，其实你就是一个你所得这个机会，你一生那个的机会是一个很转眼的。
The chance of finding that right man, that right woman, one in a million shot.
如果你要找寻一个伴侣，如果你不是真的在神面前有等候的时候，你找到的真的是你他神给你的伴侣，是有一个很微的机会。
This secret place is very practical.
这个的隐密处是一个很实际的地方。
It covers, what should we make for the lunch?
包括了我甚至我们怎样来到预备我们的下午的下午。
To finding out even the right mate.
甚至来到知道究竟边个系神安排我嘅伴侣，一生嘅伴侣。
It's no small thing.
呢啲大小嘅事情。
My wife and I want to thank you for inviting us.
我太太同我系多谢大家邀请我。
We feel that we have received much more from you than we have given.
我系感觉到我哋从你得着嘅超过我哋所谂，我俾你哋嘅嘢。
But that's the way the Lord does.
呢个就系神咁样嘅工作。
Let's just close in prayer.
让我们来到结束的时候祷告。
Father, we do ask you to seal this word.
我们天父，我们求你将这个话印记在我们里面。
We pray that each one of us might learn to come into an intimacy with you.
我们求我们每一个人能够进到一个和你相交的隐密处那个亲密的里面。
Recognizing our poverty,
我们真的认识到原来我们何等的贫穷。
And coming into a first love.
我们要来到进到那个起初的爱心。
First love with you so that we can love one another.
我们首先我们从你有起初的爱心，我们就彼此相爱。
Until we meet again, we pray, Lord, that you would keep each one.
直至我们再见面的时候，我们求主你自己保守我们每一个。
From the power of the enemy.
救我们脱离仇敌的那个的权势。
Who is the prince of this world?
这个的仇敌是这个世界的王。
We thank you, we can trust you.
我们感谢你，我们能够信靠你。
We put our faith in you.
我们完全的信靠你。
We believe in God.
我们相信我们的神。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.